This public radio podcast is supported by the School of Graduate Studies at St. Cloud State University, offering more than 70 graduate programs and certificates. More information online at stcloudstate.edu.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, a very, very, very useful word.
We love you very, 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 very much.
Okay, class, let's hear it for Jerome's enlightening essay on 17th century Flemish spirituality. Thanks, Jerome. So, next we have Alicia. Who will read us her 500-word essay on the solution to the current economic downturn. Are you ready, Alicia?
Sure.
Great. I can't wait to hear this.
Me neither. 500 words, right?
That was the assignment.
Right. Okay. The current economic environment is a very serious problem. Many have compared it to the Great Depression, which was a very, very dark period in our country's history. To solve it, the country will need very, very, very creative and cooperative solutions.
Alicia?
The solutions so far have been harshly scrutinized.
Let me guess. Very, 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 very harshly scrutinized?
How did you know?
Just a hunch.
Today, we're debating the merits of a common intensifier. Very. According to most usage guides, the word very is perfectly acceptable in writing of virtually every kind. That said, the word does have its detractors. In his book, Writing to Inform and Engage, The Essential Guide to Beginning News and Magazine Writing, author Conrad C. Fink refers to very as a weasel word and writes,
"This intensifier surfaces repeatedly in flabby writing. In almost every context in which it appears, its omission would result in at most a negligible loss. And in many contexts, the idea would be more powerfully expressed without it."
Therein lies the question. Is very a weasel word? Should writers avoid it? In order to answer these questions, we'll begin with where the word comes from and what it means. Fowler's Modern English Usage has this to say on the word's most common usages.
Let me begin by setting down some of the standard, unopposable uses of very. It is most often used with adverbs and with adjectives.
And according to the Encarta World English Dictionary, very came to the English language from Old French. From Old French. In the 13th century, the French word vrai means true or real. It's not a stretch, then, that the word has become an intensifier that, when paired with adjectives or adverbs, means in a high degree or extremely, as in these examples.
He was driving the car very carefully.
She wore a very revealing red dress.
With those two examples in mind, we'll look at them without the intensifier to see if Fink's assertion holds up.
He was driving the car carefully.
She wore a revealing red dress.
In these common examples, the use of the word very seems to add suitable emphasis to the sentence. And while Conrad Fink's advice is well-intentioned, it may not be appropriate in most cases. Which is not to say that the word should be used recklessly. More than one very before an adjective or adverb gives a sentence a hyperbolic feeling.
The movie we saw last night was very, very, very bad.
The rule of thumb, as is so often the case with useful bits of language, is to use it sparingly.
Very sparingly?
Carefully.
Very carefully?
In moderation.
Very in mod... Wait, that doesn't work at all.
Alicia, it's clear you didn't do the assignment. May I see you in the hall for a moment?
Sure. How mad are you?
Very.
Oh, I suppose it could be worse.
The answer to the question is very, yes, very, yes.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from Writing to Inform and Engage, The Essential Guide to Beginning News and Magazine Writing by Conrad C. Fink, the Encarta World English Dictionary, and Fowler's Modern English Usage by R.W. Birchfield, all of which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey and Jackie Fuller. Our producers are Brett Baldwin and Jen Houck. Our executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, give feedback, share your thoughts, and join the discussion at grammargrader.gather.com.